Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment has the skinny on many business-related topics. Jim Randall is the author of several books, including Confessions of a Real Estate Entrepreneur, published by McGraw-Hill in 2006, which reached number one in several Amazon categories. He's a guest speaker at Harvard and NYU business schools, an attorney and entrepreneur, and an expert in investing, and he appears on such networks as ABC, CBS, Fox, CNBC, Fox Business, and many more. In 2008, Randall retired from his investment activity and formed a new media company called Rand Publishing to create books and help people understand critical and financial personal principles for success. These books are called The Skinny on Books and are receiving enormous nationwide critical acclaim from educators, reviewers, bloggers, and journalists alike. Joining us on the line from his offices in Westport, Connecticut to share the skinny on The Skinny on is Jim Randall. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
Did you always want to get into media and publishing, Jim, or is this something that came later in your career? Tell us about how that evolved.
Well, I'm educated as an attorney, and I practiced law for a couple of years and then started entrepreneuring, which meant, for the most part, buying and selling investment properties, real estate, and small businesses. But I always had a tug. I always wanted to teach and write and speak, and yet I couldn't figure out how to do it in a way that was commensurate money-wise with what I was doing in the wheeling and dealing world. And so I was always doing it as a hobby. And then in 2008, as you indicated, I said enough of the wheeling and dealing. I'd been doing it for 30 years. I want to do now what I've always leaned toward, and that's the writing and speaking.
What inspired you to move into consolidating all of this expertise, the speaking, the writing, into the Skinny On series? Where did the idea from this come from?
Well, here's the logic of it, David. First of all, people today are so time-pressed. They're so information overloaded that we just don't have the ability to engage with a 250-page nonfiction book. Now, I'm distinguishing between reading for pleasure, a fiction book, and reading to learn, a nonfiction book. And I've been a reader of nonfiction my entire life, so I've had 40 years of reading. And one of the things I concluded was that a 200-page book has about 10 pages of real substance, real message, and then 190 pages of filler, and that's because the publishing industry is not going to be able to sell a book for $24 if it's just 10 pages.
So, that's very interesting,
you know, the book model is 200, 250 pages.
Yeah.
And I said, this is ridiculous. People don't have the time, the attention span, or the ability to sit down with a 200-page book, which should be, in fact, a 10-page book. So I wrote a book in the spring of 2009, David, called The Skinny on the Housing Crisis, which is illustrated with dialogue of stick people, a story. When people first open it, they say, what is this, a comic book? But then when they read it and they see the engineering and the logic and what goes behind it, they love it. In fact, that book won the Book of the Year from an organization called NARE, which is the National Association of Real Estate Executive and Editors. And we were up against 15 entries, all from big publishers. So I knew then I was onto something, to give people condensed information in a story format with some humor, with some entertainment value. Some people have called it brain candy, eye candy for the brain.
Right.
Or somebody else calls it minimalist magic. In other words, in a one-hour read, we think that you're going to be able to get that really what you need to know about very important subjects, and we now have 8 of these books out. We have 5 more in production. So, and we've been winning raves around the country from reviewers and educators and bloggers and journalists, so we know we're onto something.
I love this. Jim, when you construct one of these books, in terms of process, do you start broad and then distill it down to this format that you're using for the skinny books?
Well, it's a great question, and here's the answer. We first do our homework. Let's say I just finished a book called The Skinny on the Art of Persuasion, the subtitle, How to Move Minds. So I identified 20 books on the subject, the subject of persuasion, the subject of influence, the subject of decisions, why people make certain decisions. And I tried to read all of them. In fact, I did read all of them. Then I read every article I could. Then I spoke to whatever experts would speak to me. So for 30 to 60 days, it's condensed homework. Then I make a list. What are the 50 to 100 most important points a person needs to know to understand, to have a really good understanding of the subject of persuasion and influence? When we get the list of that 50 to 100 points, we construct a story around that. So it starts with the headlines. What are the 50 to 100 things people need to know on the subject of persuasion?
Mm-hmm.
And then build the story around it.
Okay, so starting from this bullet point or headline idea. All of this is inspired by a technique, I'll call it, a literary technique from Japan called manga. Do I have that right?
Yeah. The manga series, which are huge in Asia, are illustrated with storylines, both fiction and nonfiction works, and it's a pretty significant business in Asia. It's never made its way to the West, and what we're doing is a variation of that and a synthesis of a lot of writing and research. And so, you know, the real inspiration of this, I don't know if you would have seen this, but in the fall of 2008, there was a PowerPoint slide circulated on the internet. It was extremely viral. It was about how our country got into the economic crisis it was into, and at that time it was really just the beginning. And it was hilarious, and it was flying around the internet like wildfire, and it was stick people talking and, you know, a little irreverent with some humor. And I said, wow, what a wonderful way to educate, what a wonderful way to learn. And so that was the genesis of the first book, which then won the National Book Award.
You know, in many ways, the whole concept is really, it's speaking to the fact that we just don't have as much time, or it doesn't seem that we have as much time. Small business owners, entrepreneurs, those seeking financial information, we're running our lives, we're running our businesses, and this type of device, this way of getting information concisely and in an entertaining way, seems like a perfect market fit. I was curious, how do you choose the subjects to cover in this series? You know, you're going to continue. This thing has legs, if you will. How do you choose what subjects people are going to go for in the series?
You know, that's also a great question. We try to figure out what people want to know about. Some of our topics are current, like the housing crisis,
right,
that came out in the spring of 2009. We have a book called The Skinny on Credit Cards, which is also very topical. There are a lot of new laws and new regulations coming down right now about credit cards, and we're current. We're right up on top of everything. Some of the topics are generic, what we call evergreen. Our best-selling book, which is really phenomenal because we've done no marketing, we've done no PR to speak of, that's really just word of mouth, is a book called The Skinny on Willpower, How to Develop Self-Discipline.
Wow, that's your bestseller.
It's going nuts, and every week we're getting better and better numbers. So we try to figure out what is it that people want to understand. Okay, well, most people would like to have more self-discipline. Most people would like to understand how to persuade people, which means how to move someone's mind to closer to your mind or the speaker's mind. We did one on time management. A lot of people are certainly in these times, how to manage time effectively. We've done one on called The Skinny on Success, which is basically how to get what I want out of life. So we try to figure out what is it that will appeal to people, and some of them are topical and some of them are evergreen.
We're visiting with Jim Randall. He's the author of several book series, The Skinny On, including many, many books. And that website, Jim, if you'll give it to us, is
www.theskinnyon.com.
Terrific. Thanks for that. And you also have another website. Is this the blog, jimrandall.com?
Yep.
Okay, great. So
it's www.jimrandell.com.
Excellent. Thank you. So I wanted to reel back a little bit. Confessions of a Real Estate Entrepreneur. This wasn't a skinny series book, was it?
No, but it was sort of the jumping off point for me to understand and create The Skinny On. That's a 256-page book published by McGraw-Hill. It did very well, but I said to myself, wow, 256 pages. Could I create something that would be really helpful to people in much less space, in much less than 256 pages? And that's when I really started to think about what can you do to give people information in the easiest to understand, easiest to digest fashion? And listen, I have no complaints. The Confessions book was successful, and it led to a lot of speaking engagements around the United States. And but it was the kickoff for me to understand the book publishing business.
Yeah, it was just part of that process so that you could move into the business. Where can the Skinny Series books be found right now?
Well, they're on Amazon. They're on BarnesandNoble.com. They're actually in Barnes & Noble stores.
Excellent.
And Borders stores. And they're going to be in the next 3 to 6 months. Pretty much anywhere you can buy a book, you'll see our books.
Just for the aerial view, how many do you have out now? And let's talk about some of the upcomings.
Yeah, we have 8 books out now. And then we have some that I think will be really hilarious, yet very, very substantive. One is called The Skinny on Pregnancy, obviously not written by me. One is called The Skinny on Landing Your First Job, really directed at the college junior or senior who's starting to think about, what do I do next? And then we produced one that we think is going to be hugely popular. This is for the tween market, the 8 to 12 year old. It's called The Skinny on Bullying, and it's a story of two young kids and they're subject to bullying and what they do. And so we're very excited about opening that new market.
Wow, what an innovative way to deliver information. We've been visiting with Jim Randall. He's the publisher and author of the Skinny On series that can be found at, everywhere, as we say, Amazon and so forth. The website, www.theskinnyon, that's SKINNYON.com. His blog is jimrandell.com. Jim, I wish you continued success with the series, the Skinny On series. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.